with your KORN News Radio Sports on this Wednesday, November 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Not many changes in the top 10 for the college football playoff rankings. A virtual standstill this week. Ohio State ranked first again. Oregon flip-flops with Ole Miss at number 6 and 7. That's the only change in the top 10. Oregon defeated USC on Saturday. That accounted for their move up one spot over Mississippi. Ole Miss did not play last week. Miami, they also moved up one spot to number 12 over Utah. Oklahoma State announced yesterday they're hiring North Texas head football coach Eric Morris to take over the Cowboys. Morris has led North Texas since 2013, turning a 5-7 team into a 10-1 playoff contender this year for an American Conference championship. Morris takes over for Mike Gundy, who Oklahoma State fired in September during his 21st season. Interim head coach Doug Meacham is 0-8. Oklahoma State is 1-10 on the season. Meanwhile, North Texas leads the country in scoring and total offense. Morris will finish the season with North Texas. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow confirms he'll return Thursday night against the Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving. Burrow had surgery for a turf toe on September 19th and is returning nearly a month early. The Bengals are just 3-8 on the season, but they're just three games back of Baltimore for first place in the AFC North with six games remaining. The Buffalo Bills have signed veteran free agent wide receiver Brandon Cooks. Cooks joins Buffalo after the New Orleans Saints waived him last week. Cooks is in his 12th NFL season and last had a 1,000-yard receiving year with Houston back in 2021. Carolina Panthers safety Trayvon Mowring has been suspended one game without pay for punching San Francisco wide receiver Juwan Jennings in the groin Monday night. Mowring may appeal the suspension. Under the NFL's collective bargaining agreement, he'll be eligible to return to the Panthers' active roster next Monday. NBA last night, Luka Doncic had 43 points, 13 assists, 9 rebounds, as the Lakers have won 5 straight. They defeat the Clippers 135-118. LeBron James had 25 points, and Austin Reeves had 31 points, 9 rebounds for the Lakers, who have won 11 of their past 13 games. Orlando's Anthony Black scored 27 of his career-high 31 points before halftime as the Magic routed the Philadelphia 76ers 144-103. And the Washington Wizards snapped a 14-game losing streak, beating Atlanta 132-113. Washington opened up the game with 45 points in the first quarter, and they had 77 by halftime. C.J. McCollum had season highs of 46 points. He made 10 three-pointers last night for the Wizards. And that's Look At Your Sports for this Wednesday, November 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.